Background: no study on DECT has been found in the literature to evaluate possibly fatal cardiac myocardial problems in COVID-19 patients. Myocardial perfusion deficits can be found in COVID-19 patients even without any significant coronary artery occlusion, and these deficits can be shown via DECT with a perfect inter-rater agreement aim. Recently, dual energy computed tomography DECT perfusion imaging was used to assess lung perfusion alterations in COVID-19. To our knowledge, no study on DECT has been found in the literature to evaluate possibly fatal cardiac myocardial problems in COVID-19 patients. The purpose of this study is to evaluate the role of DECT in the detection of COVID-19-related cardiac diseases. Methods 2 blinded independently examined the CT images using the 17-segment model according to the American Heart Association classification of the segmentation of the left ventricular myocardium. Additionally, intraluminal diseases and abnormalities in the main coronary arteries and branches were investigated. Following segment-by-segment analysis, the perfusion deficiencies on the iodine map pictures on DECT were identified. Results: the study enrolled a total of 87 patients. 42 of these individuals were classified as COVID-19 positive cases, while 45 were classified as controls. Perfusion deficit was identified in 66.6%, N equals 30, of the cases. All control patients had a normal iodine distribution map. Perfusion deficits were found on DECT iodine map images with a subepicardial, N equals 12, 40%, intramyocardial, N equals 8, 26.6%, or transmural, N equals 10, 33.3%, anatomical location within the left ventricular wall. There was no subendocardial involvement in any of the patients. Conclusion: myocardial perfusion deficits can be found in COVID-19 patients even without any significant coronary artery occlusion. These deficits can be shown via DECT with a perfect inter-rater agreement. Perfusion deficit presence is positively correlated with D-dimer levels.